Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, getting kids back to school campuses. Yes or no? Well, in Orange County, the school board said yes. They can do that, but again, it's going to be up to the districts to make the final decision. More live this morning from KNX 1070's John Barron.
This is only a recommendation. As you said, the 27 school districts in the OC can make their own decisions on what they will do and whether kids will return to the classroom or not, but this shows the fierce resistance in Orange County to the mask orders. And many of those who spoke in front of the board agreed with the board members, feeling that the coronavirus does not pose as much of a risk to kids and that they need to be back in a classroom instead of continuing to try to learn from home.
This is damaging the children a lot more than people realize. I'm afraid for their mental well-being.
But the board's recommendation flies in the face of advisories from state health officials who say if and when schools reopen, they should have safety protocols in place. Protocols like smaller class sizes, social distancing, and of course, face coverings. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Now, LAUSD campuses will not be opening up in the next month. The president of one of the LA teachers, or the president of the LA Teachers Union, says the decision to keep schools closed is the correct one, but that it represents the beginning of a process, not the end. UTLA President Cecily Myard-Cruz telling KNX that the district does need to join the union in pressing the Congress to pay for computer equipment for low-income students for that distance learning to work.
Do the right thing. We have to provide for working families and, you know, $1,200, you know, one check where people have to decide on food versus rent. There is something that has to give.
The union's bargaining team is ready to meet with the district to work out the details for a non-classroom fall semester.
Some business owners have called it a gut punch after being closed and paying money to ramp up and reopen. They've been ordered closed again by the governor. And here in Los Angeles, the mayor says things could get more severe as we're on the verge, he says, of another lockdown.
Today, I only know today. Ask me tomorrow. Ask me later this week.
Garcetti says the uncertainty is due to a mixed bag of data. While the numbers of people with COVID-19 hospitalized in LA County are at their highest level since the crisis began, there hasn't been a surge in deaths, but they are a lagging indicator. The average rate of people testing positive has gone up, but the transmission rate, which saw a bump in June, has come down. But we're also seeing a surge in confirmed cases, which have topped 136,000.
If we were an independent country, Los Angeles County would have the 20th most cases in the world. Put differently, we have more cases in Los Angeles County than all of Canada.
And if you think distancing or wearing a mask or washing your hands a lot is tough, Garcetti points to the suffering of past generations.
Slavery, world wars, depression, the things this country has risen up year after year, struggles that have lasted lifetimes, pale, make this moment pale in comparison.
He insists we can get through this with some small sacrifices. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says that the virus pandemic is on an alarming path, but widespread adherence to infection control measures could slow it. Ferrara says workplaces that have been allowed to reopen in recent weeks are the primary source right now. These new infections, warehouses, manufacturing plants, nail services, distribution centers, waste management, and retail.
Mayor of Long Beach says his mom and stepdad are both sick with coronavirus and are on ventilators at a hospital. Robert Garcia posted on Facebook that they're getting what he calls heroic care from doctors and nurses, and he hopes that they're going to make a full recovery. The mayor of Long Beach, again, saying that his mom is a healthcare worker who served the same community clinic for more than 25 years and understands the seriousness of COVID. Former L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar has a federal court hearing today.
Huizar has been free on $100,000 bail since his June 23rd arrest. Prosecutors have alleged in a 172-page criminal complaint that Huizar, over a period of years, accepted as much as $1.5 million in cash and gifts in return for favorable consideration of developers' building projects in the city of L.A., where Huizar had influence as chair of the Planning and Land Use Management Committee of the council. While four other people have already pled guilty as part of the scheme, it's not clear if prosecutors may file any criminal charges against any of Huizar's relatives, who are mentioned obliquely in the complaint as participants in money laundering and other crimes. If the judge rules there is enough evidence to try Huizar, he'll be formally arraigned and enter a plea on July 20th. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.